Previously on 253 Matilda.
Mayor, there's something wrong with our shields.
How long before we're in trouble?
You should start evacuating everyone to the deeper levels immediately.
Depressurization event, levels 1 through 6. Emergency hatches, sealing.
The graph of the power drain looks to me like we passed through some sort of phenomenon.
They all have been exposed to something that altered their biological markers slightly,
Look at this. The negative aging is clustered on the north side, positive in the south.
We need to send somebody up there.
But it's not pressurized.
We've got spacesuits, and we can use level 7 like an airlock.
I'm reading in topic of my weapons in our first panel field, and a strong distortion on the field, but it's not coming from a spot ahead of us. It's from somewhere above and beyond that.
Can you see anything yet?
Nothing where our anomaly report should be.
I'm hearing a lot of odd distortions in your voice.
Seems the field is causing localized disruptions to the flow of time. I'm running another scan and I'm taking the exact same thing as me.
Chief! Can you hear me? I'm moving toward that spot you said you was going to.
No, stop! Stay away from there!
You have a theory?
Only if the center of the anomaly is either frozen in time or, even in our path.
But where does that leave Chief Toja?
And now.
Dr. Singh, are you there? I can't see you. Please respond. Stone, can you hear me? Wait a minute. All the damage is gone. And the sky is like the old days. This is Chief Tojo. Can anybody hear me? Let me in, please. Open up the airlock. I've only got an hour of air left.
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. The year is 2107. Fully equipped with engines and crew and launched last year, the asteroid 253 Matilda is still in the main asteroid belt, accelerating outward at a millimeter per second per second. Episode 23, Origin.
Commander, she says her name is Farah Toljun.
That's an odd name. Arab and Japanese? Which does she look like?
Neither. I can't really place her, because she looks very widely racially mixed.
Whoever she's working for, it seems they thought of everything to hide their origin. Did she give you a cover story?
Some babble about investigating an anomaly. Maybe we're supposed to think she's insane. I'm not sure.
But you said she asked for me by name?
Yes. She said she wanted to speak with Peters.
Anything else I should know before we go in?
The spacesuit she was wearing? Some advanced tech there. The lab is pulling in the powerful crews.
All right.
Who are you?
Commander Peters, at your service. I'm told you asked for me.
The Commander Peters?
Only one I know.
I guess you do look like him. I'm just used to seeing you being old in the hollows.
Hollows?
Holographic recordings.
Because those are totally normal things. Sure.
The Centaurians have holographic technology. Are you working for them?
I work for Mayor Peters.
What city is he mayor of? Am I supposed to know him?
He's your great-grandson.
Of course. I'm 33. Maybe I had a son at 11 years old, and he had a son at 11, and he had a son at 11, who some city elected as their mayor while he was a baby. Now, let's get serious. Who are you working for, and what were you doing out there? Sabotage?
I was investigating a temporal anomaly, probably some sort of wormhole. And apparently, it transported me back in time more than a century. To you.
We're not complete fools. This isn't some Stargate or Star Trek episode. You're in serious trouble here, and you're not helping yourself.
Pretending to be insane isn't going to work.
What went wrong to leave you stranded out there alone? Did you have an accomplice who was supposed to let you in discreetly but didn't show up?
Commander, Lieutenant Togo here. We were investigating our third year now when he suddenly appeared.
Looks like some sort of spy robot.
Near as we can tell, it seemed to appear out of nowhere. The research it must have had some sort of cloaking field that failed.
Be careful. Sounds like advanced tech.
It's functional, but hasn't offered any resistance to made any moves. By all appearances, it's not receiving any new orders.
Okay, Akio, bring it inside. Something else for the lab to tear apart.
But get the bomb squad to check it out first.
Yes, sir.
You just heard we captured your robot. We'll figure out the country of origin, the programming, and so on soon enough. You might as well tell us now.
I don't know anything about a robot. Maybe they sent it through after me? Though it seems too soon for that. Unless time is passing faster on their end of the phenomenon than on our end.
We'd better inform Earth Control right away. Especially now there's advanced robot tech involved. This plot could be bigger than we imagine.
Yeah, they'll be annoyed I waited this long. Unfortunately, that means I'll have to spend the rest of my day in an incredibly frustrated back-and-forth video conversation with 20 minutes between replies.
At least Earth is on the near side of its orbit.
And the delay will get a lot longer in the coming decades. I know, doesn't stop it from driving me crazy.
We're very concerned about what this spy may mean. Commander Peters, I don't think you understand how fragile the situation is back here. Have you been following the international situation?
Well, I watched the news. I know California's secession is causing a crisis, and the United States has responded with a controversial blockade.
Transmission sent. Should be at least 20 minutes to get a reply.
Call me when it comes. I don't know why they can never get to the point. They seem to enjoy all the slow back and forth.
Other parties are involved. This morning, a Chinese cargo ship ran the blockade and was fired on. There were casualties. Frankly, we're very close to a world war here. 253 Matilda is one of the few things uniting the world at that moment. Now you've found a spy in your midst. If some power is trying to change your little world status away from neutrality, it could be the tiny spark that sets off the whole conflagration. We have to proceed carefully.
So, what would you like me to do about it? And frankly, why couldn't you have told me what you want to do an hour ago, without all this tedious banter?
Sent. You know you don't have to come in here for it. We could route it through your multicom.
I don't want to feel like Control can follow me anywhere on the base. It's better to keep my frustration confined to communications section.
We hadn't made the final decision yet. But we have now. We're calling you home. Escort the spy to Earth for further interrogation. You'll make some appearances, give some speeches, calm some nerves, remind everyone how small and fragile our planet looks from out there.
Excuse me? I can't be away that long. Listen, we've been underway for over a year. It's time you stopped treating us like we're some sort of space station in Earth's orbit.
Are you sure you want me to send that, Commander?
not your decision, Commander Peters. Nor mine. We have our orders. Now, you'll be in a low mass express shuttle. We'll have refueling tankers matching your velocity en route. You can be on Earth inside 2 weeks. If we decide to send you back or your replacement, that will be just as quick. Secretary General.
Sir.
Boring conversation, anyway.
How could you?
Take the repair costs out of my last paycheck. And maybe you should keep a baseball bat in here, so my successor can smash the consoles without skinning his knuckles.
You requested that I come see you, human?
Yes, Ambassador. I need your help.
I have been told that you are a spy.
It's a misunderstanding.
And that you claim to be from the future.
That's right. You're the only one here I know. New. I mean, not very well, and I was young, but I met you a couple times before you left.
Did I wander out the airlock and swim home?
You were transferred to an invading alien spacecraft that we believe took you back to your home planet.
A pleasant fiction.
Oh, I know you're not really from Proxima. Your people only have a relay station there. That proves I'm from the future.
You know nothing. Your information is malicious rumor. What do you want from me, human?
I want you to help me get back where I belong. I couldn't see a way back through the anomaly before, but I was confused and panicked. If you can get me back to the surface, then I can retrace the footprints I left. Maybe it'll work.
I could not help you if I wanted to.
You have the superhuman strength, the stun weapons you haven't told anyone about, the technological advantage to get me out of here and back to the anomaly.
We are being recorded, human. I now suspect your goal is to capture Centaurian technology for the advantage of your nation in the latest squabble. You will not involve me in your plot.
Just look for temporal anomalies near where I was found.
We did. There were none. Excuse me, I grow disinterested in this conversation now that I have discerned your motives.
Ambassador.
Yes?
You should try contractions. Just because Ambassador One won't use them doesn't mean you can't.
I'll consider that request.
I'd never have thought it possible, but younger Ambassador Five is actually even more irritating.
You've probably cost me my command here. Hope you're happy.
What? But you can't... I mean... You have a long future here.
Huh. You say it like you care. Well, let's go.
Go where?
You're coming with me back to Earth. There's people there with a lot more questions for you.
Earth? Wow, I never dreamed I'd get to see Earth. Does it feel as huge and wide open as they say? Can you really walk for days? And weather? Is rain and snow and wind as common as the Hollows make it seem?
What are you? Some kind of alien? Or a lunatic imagining you are?
Sir, ready to escort the prisoner.
Okay, let's go.
Why are we heading to the suit room?
I see you've got our base plans memorized.
The launch pad isn't pressurized. We'll need to suit up.
She knows.
That's interesting. In my time, we don't have local shuttles, but our planetary decelerator ships are in a pressurized bay. Though the first one wasn't.
Don't let her draw you in. Don't engage with the fantasy.
Tojo, you had some other sort of suit before. These are our short-range suits. You can practically just step into them and secure the helmets. They're a lot more awkward to move around in than the proper suits, but good enough for the short walk to the pad.
I remember now. I've read about these.
Everybody got their suits activated?
Yes, sir. Yes, Commander.
Hold on to the rail while we depressurize the airlock. You don't want to fall over in these suits.
Hmm.
Watch out!
I've got your rubber. Stay on the floor. I've got to get back to the anomaly.
Aren't you going to go after her?
Unarmed? The nearest weapons worker is a Capitan. I'll be right there. Come out, wait for her, and make sure your people are inside.
She's already around the corner. You really want me to chase after an armed lunatic without a weapon? You do realize I'm still your superior officer, or did Earth send you orders to arrange a tragic death for me?
You, freeze! Hands up in the air!
I give up.
Now very slowly take that weapon off your belt, by the nozzle end, and toss it toward me.
Okay.
Right. My footprints from when you found me and the spot where you found the robot should be right around here, right?
Over there. About 5 meters.
You stay here while I check it out. The footprints start here, so if I just step back through... Nothing.
What did you expect? A magic paper?
I thought if I found the spot, I could go back. But there's no sign of anything here. Either it's a unidirectional wormhole, or this end has moved since I got here. Or both.
Trip is dojo. Hands in the air. I mean, spy dojo. Lieutenant, you can put your hands down.
You have a weapon pointed at me. I have a weapon pointed at you. Seems like a stalemate to me.
Now, let's change the odds. Lieutenant Dojo, here we go.
Not cool about some of our weapons, Trent Dojo. You can only kill one of us before the other kills you.
If that's not good enough, my security are out of the way.
I surrender. It's okay. I can't get back anyway.
Okay, now this way. Your associate to children, eh? You expected them to be waiting here?
You don't believe anything, I tell you.
There it is. The first true statement you've made.
I see you've got your prisoner back. Good work, Chief. Bring us straight to the shuttle.
Already doing that. Where are you, Commander?
I'm on board already.
You're just coming up on the ship now.
I left the airlock door open for you.
Very considerate. Don't try anything this time. You're not going to get me overwhelmed by surprise twice.
Where would I go now, anyway? If I can't get home, at least you're taking me to Earth.
You're not taking off the rest of your suit?
I'm not going to Earth. I just want to make sure you get to your cell before I go. Stay 3 meters ahead of me, and know that if you make one wrong move, I'll enjoy shooting you.
Welcome aboard, prisoner.
Thank you, Commander.
I'm curious, why didn't you just shoot the Chief and I when you had us disarmed?
Certainly would have bought you more time.
You don't have stun settings on these things. What would happen if I killed one of my own great-great-grandparents? Would I even still exist?
That nonsense again. You never give up, do you?
It's hard to give up on the truth, even when it's not working.
Glad I'm not the one shipping with you for 2 weeks. Okay, Commander, she's all yours. Time for me to go.
Well, Chief, try to hold things together here until I maybe, hopefully, talk my way into coming back.
We're all hoping you'll be back. Except maybe Ahmadi. He's pretty upset about the damage you did to his equipment.
You two.
Us?
Are you guys guards?
What? No.
Then why are you being sent back to Earth?
We had to beg for these seats.
We're tired of wasting our lives, inching through the asteroid belt.
We want to get back to our families and friends before it's too late.
Returnists!
I guess that'd be a nice word for it, but they call us deserters.
But you were volunteers first, right?
Yes, we have a right to change our minds.
They promised an adventure in the stars. Instead, we got tedium in the asteroid belt.
And military-style order. No real freedom.
You don't like Commander Peters?
It's the autocratic structure I don't like. This mission should have been a democracy.
Couldn't that get chaotic and dangerous over 8 centuries?
If we can't hold together a fair democratic society with liberty and justice for all for 780 years, we don't deserve to reach Proxima.
Spoken like a typical American.
Proud Californian, actually.
So you guys, start a civil war at home and expect to be able to bring democracy peacefully to the stars.
The United States is structurally undemocratic and unjust. We tried to help them fix it, but the overrepresented states wouldn't budge and left us no choice.
And you can't imagine how a similar disagreement might arise on 253 Matilda and bring conflict without stable leadership.
Well, who said conflict is always bad?
How are you guests getting along back here?
Not too happy about being trapped with your saboteur.
You're lucky I didn't put you with the cargo.
Don't worry, Commander. When we get to Earth, I'll convince them to send you back, whatever it takes.
Oh no, please, anything but that.
Do you want to step down?
No, but that's why I don't want you making a case for me. If they think you want me back on Matilda, I won't have a prayer.
It's Thursday, March 3rd, 2107. The American blockade of California was broken today when the Chinese Navy escorted cargo ships to port. The world remains on knife's edge as the United States formally severed diplomatic ties with China over the incident. We go now to our correspondent in Sacramento.
Thank you, Sam. Everyone here is on edge. Many are leaving the capital city, fearing it'll be the first target for an American nuclear strike when war breaks out. Those staying put are split on their expectations.
Tuesday, March 8th, 2107, and here's the headlines. The world breathes a sigh of relief as the latest shots fired between the American and Chinese navies near the Farallon Islands don't seem to have caused an escalation. Negotiators from the USA, California, and China met in Sacramento for a third day to try to plot a peaceful route forward. It's Wednesday, March 16th, 2107. With war averted in California, the world's attention turns to the recall of Commander Peters from 253 Matilda. He's expected to land later today, and rumor has it he's being replaced. The commander is popular among his people, but not so much with mission control after a series of incidents.
Express Shuttle Enterprise requesting landing instructions.
Enterprise, proceed to Kulasekarapatnam Spaceport to Milnadu, India. Landing Zone 2.
Thank you, Control. Auto navigation locked in. Commencing deorbiting procedures now.
Now, please be aware that upon arrival, you'll all be held in isolation for biological decontamination and examination.
Why?
Just a precaution. We don't know where your prisoner comes from, and you've been exposed to her.
Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse.
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 23, Origin. Created, written, produced, and directed by Paul Neerham. Music was by Matt Crawley. Commander Peters is Brian Hunt. Chief Tojo is Gwyneth Knight. The security chief was Kat Leroy. The controller is Mel Crushmore. The newsreader was Kurt Caster. The Californian deserter was Andrew Brisbane. Lieutenant Tojo was Melchizedek Kuta. The non-Californian deserter was J.N. Juan. The news correspondent was Tig O'Callaghan. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. Special thanks to our Kickstarter backer, Ahmad A.J. Judah. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.